And is it correct to say that most Hispanics are Catholic, which of course is Christian, which of course celebrates Christmas?
Right, right. I would say so.
And that's fascinating because you can honestly say that you're noticing less Christmas, obvious Christmas celebration this year than before in the Watsonville area?
Definitely. It might just be me, but I've been living there for 34 years, and I've never noticed it to be that plain around Christmas time.
I think we should put it out to the audience, and because I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about it too much. I work out of my home, so I don't go out as much as a lot of people do, and in fact, I've never been one to go zooming around the countryside, in a panic around the holiday season, doing Christmas shopping for people and so forth. I believe in, giving people that I care about gifts, at any time of the year, particularly when they least expect it, rather than when you're supposed to because of a commercialized religious holiday.
Right.
That's just the way I am, and I understand that I'm probably very unusual. I mean, clearly that is not the case. Now, all the news reports that I've heard this year says that the economy did pretty well as a result of the Christmas gift buying season.
Well, that might be just because of the added pressure. I mean, the pressure's there to buy, but as far as the Christmas spirit, the trees and Santa Claus and all that stuff, like I'm used to seeing when I was a kid. It's just not there. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I'm only 34 years old. I can't be that old-fashioned.
You can't be that old-fashioned. That's exactly right. Well, there's no guest on the Saturday special today. That means we really have no idea what's going to happen. Of course, that's no different from any time. Even when we have a guest or two or three or six, you never know what's going to happen on this program. But I want to talk about music this time. I also want to talk about the new minimum wage that's coming in after January 1st. Also want to talk about the future of the music business and the future of the radio business. So those are topics that I find pretty fascinating. So that's just sort of a little tease, as we say in the radio business. And the other thing that we can do is play a little music during the program today.
Sounds
which we
good.
Don't do very much. So let's start it out officially.
Here. Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, on KSVO Radio.
Top of the morning to y'all from your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the Saturday special on the air from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Right here on AM 1080 KSCO. It's an interactive radio program, as are most of our programs interactive. And we've got a call in line, 479-1080, which we encourage you to utilize.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now let's use our special music fanfare. That's because it's probably not going to be controversial today, okay? Well, I don't know. What good is talk radio if it's not controversial, if it doesn't make your blood boil, right? Nah, you could have some talk radio that's entertaining, that's humorous, whatever. But, hey, do we have a caller already? You know what we should do? We should put the caller on right away. So I'm going to do that. Is it Chris in Santa Cruz? Hi, Chris. Welcome to KSCO. You're on the air. I just mentioned it as a possible topic here, but I've never heard that elucidated. And I think that's a very clever idea.
Is he?
Yeah, Dave.
Maybe you could repeat that, because for some reason I couldn't hear his question.
Oh, well, can you pot him up on the last pot there?
It is potted
up. It is?
Yeah. So maybe you could repeat his question, and I'm going to hit a few switches around here, see if I can get something working.
Okay, did you get that, Dave?
No, still. I'm not getting any audio.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a problem where we can't have phone calls today. No, so I don't know what to do. I guess I'll like what I. Yeah. Yeah, Dave, yeah, I heard you. And what the gentleman says, yeah. Okay, the gentleman called, Chris in Santa Cruz, suggested that if we're going to have a minimum wage, then we should also have a maximum wage. And I've never heard that, advanced, that argument advanced before. I think that's very clever, actually. So, okay, you bet. For some reason, we're not getting. Is a little push button up or down? You know, on the phone pot, Dave.
The button is hot and the pot is up.
Okay. How about the toggle switches down by your knee, over to the left?
Hold on. Let me flip those. They need to be flipped. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try this call.
Yeah. All right. We'll put this caller on the line here and hope that we got on. We don't know who the caller is, but you can tell us. Who is it?
Diane.
Okay. Are we getting Diane on the air?
That way.
Yes.
Okay, good. Diane. Whew. Whew. All right. What are you calling about, Diane? Welcome. Happy holidays, by the way.
Well, happy holidays to you, too. A couple of things. I agree with the last caller, his comment about the wages. And also, I had a question. I'm a longtime listener, and I've been listening for... about 5 years now, and I really enjoy your morning time show.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed a show where Scott apparently resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious, how come he resigned? And
what he said was that he's moving on in his life, and I think he's going to pursue a career in stand-up comedy. And I think he'll be pretty good, actually.
I do too.
Pretty cool,
really,
huh?
It's wonderful. I enjoyed him in the mornings. He was really funny.
Yeah.
He had a really. It seemed like he had a talent for his job.
Well, there are a number of people, you know, that we are proud to say at KSCO that KSCO has served as sort of a springboard, you know, or an incubator, you know, to develop their talents. You know, Dave Fowkes is working at Metro Traffic, and he's on KGO a lot, as is Jennifer Hodges, who was our news director years ago. We feel great when people who work with us at KSCO, you know.
Get to move
on to bigger and better things. So
I think that's wonderful too.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm a liberal, and I do listen every day to Rush and to Michael Savage.
You listen to Savage?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes. I know it surprises people, but
I think it's great. I think it's great that you're someone who does not. Believe does not feel the way Michael Savage does politically on many issues, and yet you listen to. That's the way I am. I like to listen to all sides,
yeah.
And I'm saddened by the fact that in recent years both sides have become increasingly intolerant of the other side.
I agree. I don't even know if I'm a liberal anymore. I don't know if I'm considered a liberal because
I've never cared for labels. Uh-huh. And I've announced this many times over the years, and finally I just got tired of saying I'm not a conservative. Damn it, I'm not. I'm an independent. But people just brand KSCO and hence me and my mother, conservatives because we have Rush Limbaugh probably. Now
he's
a very strong, conservative voice.
But he's funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think Rush is as funny as he used to be. I think these days he's much more of a voice for the Republican Party than he has ever been in the past, and it gets more so. I don't think Rush is nearly as entertaining as he used to be. However, he's still an amazing broadcaster, and a radio station that has him is guaranteed a huge audience. I mean, that's just it's just a fact of life.
Well, I can understand that. And, you know, I'm going to keep get off the phone here. And also, I love your mother's commentaries. She seems like she has very thought well.
I don't like to engage in name labeling, but dang it, you ain't no liberal.
I know.
You ain't no liberal.
I have to come to the grips of my new label.
I don't know.
Okay, Michael, you have a great holiday.
By the way, what is your name?
My name is Diane.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Diane. Yeah. I didn't see it on the screen here because we... good. Appreciate you. You have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a wonderful 2007.
You too.
Thanks for calling. Lines are open at 479-1080. I ate cheese. I ate a bunch of cheese yesterday. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to not hold it against me when I do this. For some reason, when I eat dairy products, I don't think I'm allergic to them, but man, it sure makes it so I have to clear my throat so that it's obnoxious. I can turn the mic down and do it, then you'll hear some dead air, but whatever. All right, I want to talk about music downloads. There's a website. There's a lot of websites for downloading music, you know. One of them is called Rhapsody. And I got a Rhapsody membership recently, and I was playing around with it for the first time this week. And I noticed some really interesting songs. But what does Mark in Monterey want to talk about? Is that what he wants to talk about? Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Hey, I started taking your minerals. I don't know if it's going to work for my arthritis in my hands, but we'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're talking about the Longevity minerals that
are quite
actively promoted on AM 1080 KSC.
Yes, I started. I'm taking it religiously for about 2 weeks now, and then I'll keep you posted to see if it makes any dent in it.
Is that as a result of the recent commercials that I recorded in my voice and are playing ad nauseum on the station? Is it perchance?
Yeah, it's a little bit was that.
Well, good.
Yeah, I kept hearing you nudge it, and I finally said, okay, finally, let me take a stab at this and see what's going on.
Well. So, I got to tell you, and I'm not exaggerating. When I take the minerals, I feel a lot better than when I don't take the minerals. And when I'm feeling better, I say, "Gee, why am I feeling better? I'm still getting older and everything." Uh-huh. And then I think, "Wait a minute, I took minerals today," and it's like magic. It's just absolutely like my mother's the same way. I mean, for years she's always been. You know, a real proponent of vitamins and minerals. I mean, long before we ever heard of Dr. Wallach or Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And I think that's why she's so sharp at her age.
She's very sharp. I mean, I love listening to her radio. It's like,
she's 30 years older than I am, and she's, you know, 10 times as sharp as I am. So I think it's pretty amazing. So.
Well,
That might be part of it, you know. But even she does, you know, sometimes forgets, because all of us who are real busy, you know, running around doing things all the time, don't always remember to do what's best for our bodies. And so I just wanted to record a few commercials, and I'm going to record a lot more talking about individual products and so forth. So it's great to know.
Yeah, I'll let you know how things are going.
Great.
A couple things. One is, whenever you have someone step in for you on the your Saturday special,
mm-hmm.
I really don't care for it. You are I like your personality. I like what you bring to the table when you do this program. So,
now wait a minute. What about Charlie Friedman, who's very, very professional, and he's got an immense knowledge of history? And I'm an airhead when it comes. All I can do is just, you know, be nice to people.
I don't know. If I'll turn the radio on for a second. If you're not on, it's like, okay, fine. Then I turn it on. Maybe I should give the guy a chance.
Yeah, you should.
But I do know that I miss whenever you're not on air. It's like, oh, Michael's not going to be on air. Well, I guess it's not worth listening to.
Mark, that's really nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
Okay. And now the main thing, I'll try to leave him out.
Okay.
But, you really need to find a way to either bring Ricochet back or somebody like Ricochet back to be with Phil Marlowe.
Don't you like our business manager, Everson Corrigan?
I told you I wasn't going to bring any names into this.
Oh.
There are people that have good personality and are strong at what they do, and there are people. See, I play in a band. Okay, I play keyboards, keyboard bass, and
right.
I sing in a band. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'm really good at playing and singing in a band, but I am a terrible front person. I can't do it. I don't have the personality.
I understand. But Everson's actually just been helping us out for a while until we get organized. I mean, he has an incredible, very, very critical job at KSCO. He is our business manager. He is the person who is in charge of making sure that all the commercials and promos get produced and get aired and get billed and get paid. I mean, it's a very, very important job. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, he's 23 years old. He's 23 years old, and he's as mature as any 45-year-old.
You know,
he's got an incredible attitude, and he doesn't he might not have the same animated personality on the radio, but gosh, I mean, he's only been doing it for 3 or 4 days. But I hear what you're saying. And
when I found out how old Phil and Rick was, I was shocked because they are so mature and are just so I think Phil's like 21 years old.
I
was jealous, Michael. When I was 21 years old, I was a dangling. I was clueless.
And when I was 21 years old, I was less than that. And I'm now just about achieved dingling status at 55.
Well, same here, but, same here. Yeah. But I mean, you are so fortunate to have these bright.
I know. We've got such a great crew of people, and if people
really
only
do.
Knew, if people only knew what Billy Graff does. I mean, he's our director of production, you know, the big voice, and he does a noon balloon on Wednesdays normally.
I've listened to him.
Man, this guy can do anything, and he is called upon to do anything, and Billy has just gone on 2-week vacation, and. I hope the radio station is still here in 2 weeks from now. I mean, to be honest, you know, I'm a little nervous, but you know, we love Billy and we want him to have a nice vacation. We want him not to worry or be stressed or anything. But let's just pray that nothing horrible happens because he's the guy. He's the guy who deals with just about every crisis at the radio station. This is a business where crises arise. About every 18 seconds.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I don't know how you guys keep going.
I don't know either. There's never a dull moment. That's for sure.
So you'll take care of happy hour somehow there.
I want to keep it local. We want to keep it local. And let me explain to people why we want to keep it local. Okay. Syndicated programming, and there's more syndicated programming now than there has ever been, and there's going to be more and more created every day, okay? Because everybody and his brother has a syndicated program that they want the whole world to hear. And the way it works is, you know, typically with syndicated programs, they're offered to affiliate radio stations on a market-exclusive barter basis, which means that neither the radio station pays the syndicator any money, nor the syndicator pays the radio station any money. They have a barter agreement whereby a radio station that carries, the Rush Limbaugh program that's probably not a good example because we pay a lot of money on top of the barter for Rush Limbaugh. But just about every other radio program is a barter program, which means that we don't charge them for running their 6 or 8 or 10 commercials, network commercials an hour, and they don't charge us for the exclusive right to air their program in our particular market. And the way they make money is through the sale of national spots that all of their local affiliates carry. And the way we make money is by our salespeople going out and offering sponsorship and commercials within these programs. You understand?
I didn't realize that's how that works.
That's the way it works. And what's happening, and this is fascinating now. In fact, I'm reading a fascinating book on that's called Fighting for Air. It's an advanced copy. It's going to be published by a gentleman who actually interviewed me a couple of years ago, a man named Eric Kleinenberg, and he's a professor of communications, I think, at New York University, and he's written a very interesting book on what has happened to the broadcast industry and how the local communities have been the recipient of the short end of the stick here. I'm a real slow reader, but it's a fascinating book. And as much as I've read it, it recounts the story of a town in South Dakota, I think it is, where all the radio stations were bought up by Clear Channel, and there was a terrible. What do you call? There was a. There was a disaster. Yeah, a train carrying a bunch of toxic, anhydrous ammonium nitrate.
Everything was bought out.
Yeah, because there was no one there, and all of the 911 said that people died. People actually died because they couldn't be. There was no way to warn them, because all of the radio stations that many people without trained ears believe from, they hear local sounding comments, but they're not really local, you know. So it was very sad, and how this is just one example of how the bastardization of the broadcast industry and the spectrum has made it so that not only is it difficult for, or if not impossible for mom and pop type radio stations like KSCO to succeed, without being squished by like a bug, by the big boys who want to put them out of business. It's very, very, very difficult. But not only that, but it's really sad for the communities where these companies they give lip service to being in favor of the community and wanting to do community service, but they don't do diddly. They care about is the money. Now,
I love the happy hour. You used to run a program called the John and Ken Show.
Yeah, that was a syndicated show.
Yeah, and your happy hour when you had Rick against Phil, they worked so well against each other. It was every bit as professional, every bit as good, as punchy, as entertaining, as fascinating to listen to as the John and Ken Show. I would turn that thing on.
Maybe both of those guys will go on to KFI or one of the big stations or something. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, and I would feel very happy if that happened.
Oh,
you know,
these guys have
I would feel sad to lose them and so forth. They're both incredibly talented guys, and
yes, they are.
In the radio business, incredibly talented people don't make a lot of money because there isn't a lot of money to be made. We don't have a lot of money to pay. I mean, those guys both make, can you believe it, minimum wage? I think you can believe it because they even talk about it. I mean, it's real. I mean, we're real radio. I mean, we are who we are, and like Popeye says, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I mean, take us or leave us. It's as simple as that. But getting back to why we are not, why I don't want to, I don't know whether I might have to, I might be forced to do, we might be forced to broadcast syndicated programming during the afternoon drive, only because we don't have the manpower to put out a 3-hour program. And it's, my God, I mean, I have a hard enough time doing the Saturday special. I most of the time I don't prepare for it, as I'm sure it's quite evident.
No, I love your Saturday special. Are you kidding?
But imagine, I mean, these guys with all their preparation. I mean, I can't imagine doing 3 hours a day. I just can't imagine. I have a hard time doing 2 hours once a week. You see? But look, I keep jumping around here. I want to make this point so all of our audience can understand. I don't even want to be in the radio business unless we can serve our community. okay?
Understood.
And the absolute basic, bare-bones, minimum definition of serving the community is having local news and local traffic and local weather reports during the drive times, at the very least, if not during the rest of the broadcast day, okay? Now, remember I was saying the way syndicated radio works with barter, you know?
Yes, yes.
They leave us a certain, usually 6 or 7 minutes to sell per hour.
Okay.
To advertisers, which is increasingly difficult because there are more and more and more and more and more and more ways to advertise. There aren't more advertisers. There are just more ways to advertise. So, you know, the pie gets cut. The slivers get cut thinner and thinner and thinner.
Okay.
You know, so any unless you're Google, you know, in the click through ad advertising business, it ain't no fun to be in an advertising based business, gang. I mean, I'll tell you that, even the big boys like KGO, it ain't fun to be in the advertising business these days, and it's only going to get worse, it's not going to get better with the internet. Now, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying that's the fact of life, okay?
Right.
Now, so if we had syndicated programming in the drive times, it would mean that we only have 6 or 7 minutes that we can do anything with. And instead of doing commercials, we're going to have to, if we're going to be a serious radio station serving our community, put in
driving reports.
Traffic reports and weather reports and local news. And then if all the time is used up, we've got nothing to sell, so we can't even make any money.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? We've got to control our own. So bottom line, gang, is that here's a prediction from MZ. Every radio station that does not originate most of its own programming is doomed for failure and bankruptcy very, very, very soon.
Wow.
You have to. Why be in the business of rebroadcasting something that people can get in 1,000 other places? On other radio stations that come into the area, that can be heard through the area, and, of course, through the internet, you know? And as soon as the internet becomes, as soon as internet radio becomes, the wireless reception thereof becomes as easy as the broadcasting, as broadcast radio is to receive when you're driving in an automobile or in a moving vehicle. That is going to make it, that's going to seal the fate. So radio stations had better prepare to originate their own content, whatever it is, and it better be unique content, or you might as well just sell out while your station has some value, you know, or just shut it down.
Well, your
I don't want to be in the business, unless we can be unique and something special. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
You've done a damn good job because I listened to your morning program and then when the happy hour first took off, you guys were farting around with some, personalities and stuff. And
whenever anything is new, people need to find their way. And the person who called to complain about, Everson, if Everson stays on, which I don't think he will with us because he's too busy running the radio station, you know. But if he were, he'd get better, just like anybody else.
You know what? I know he would get better. He would have to. He needs to find a voice. He needs to slow down his speech a little bit, not get so excited, you have a cool thing going there, and I support it.
Great. The best way to support it is tell everybody you know to listen,
particularly
business owners, because we're thought of more as a public radio station because we don't have a whole lot of commercials, and it doesn't sound like it's all that important to us, but it really is. I mean, if we don't have commercials, you know, we can't be here.
So
we'd like to have a lot more. So anybody who loves the radio station, please do your and wants to help the radio station, do your best to tell every business owner that you know, hey, have you ever thought about advertising on KSCO? Because not that they need it, but that it's a damn good way to grow your business. People like Michael Olson and myself and Rosemary, we care more about helping people grow their business than about us getting advertising or sales commissions. That's the way we all are. We don't want to take people's money just to take their money. We want to take their money and perform a service, a valuable service, and that's growing their business. And anybody who knows Michael Olson will know that the guy's pure class, and that he's a great storyteller, he's a great listener, and he'll get into your head and find out all about your business, and then he'll come up with a great suggestion about how we can help you grow your business. Anyhow, so...
is the food chain a local program, too?
Yes. Well, it's locally produced. I think we got 6 or 8 affiliates, besides ourselves.
Yeah, because I find myself listening to that now.
It's like, yeah, it's a wonderful program. It's a wonderful program.
Yes, it is. And to answer a question about downloading, I used to download music when it was free, and now that you have to pay for it, I stopped.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. If you had to pay a very small price, like maybe 10 cents a download...
You know what? My wife has an iPod,
yeah.
And since I play in a band and I'm always looking for a song, it's like, oh, you know what? It's 99 cents, and I've downloaded songs onto her iPod and then put it on a CD to give everybody, members in the band, a copy.
Sure,
yeah, I've done.
There's
that.
Nothing wrong with 99 cents. I mean, you know, that's what it cost for a single in the 1960s when I would buy Beatles records. You know.
Yeah.
So and. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I have a prediction about that, too, because there's this Russian site that claims to not violate copyright laws that does offer 10-cent downloads of anything you can get. I don't know how large their library is compared to, say, Rhapsody or Yahoo Music or whatever, but I do know that they are they're stirring quite a controversy with their 10-cent downloads. You know, for exactly the same thing. Now, again, I don't know how much of it they have relative to the other to iTunes and whatever. Accordingly, as that's my understanding. That's my understanding. But apparently, I mean, I don't understand how the economics can be, how they can pay royalties, and I don't know. Maybe it's just the economies of scale or something like that. If you offer something of value for way, way, way less than your competition. Like Walmart, for example, chances are, you're going to get a huge business. You're going to have so many people. If your margins are very, very tiny, it doesn't matter if you have jillions of people buying from you.
Okay.
You know, so that's what I think might be going on with that site. And anyhow.
And what's the quality of the download?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never done it. But if you do a Google search about 10-cent music downloads, it'll lead you right to it. It's all MP3 or something like that, all MP3.com or something like that. But
I don't want to hog the airways. You've given me more than enough time to express things going on with KSEO.
Right.
Keep up the great work.
Okay.
There.
Thank you, Monterey Mark. Appreciate it.
You take care.
You too. Our next caller will be Pure Heart, our good friend. A Pure Heart about bicycles and what? What does it say?
Oh, just stuff in general. Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
You're my hero.
Oh, thank you.
You're my hero because you don't have a business and you send little checks to KSCO. For the Saturday special, for Perspectives, for Food Chain.
I support the public radio stations like KZSC and KKUP, but I like both sides. And
wow.
You're the only real voice on the other side that lets people talk, but.
Well, you're just fantastic. Thank you.
A few comments. I'd like to echo your praise for Billy Graff.
Uh-huh.
But don't forget Rosemary. Without Rosemary, the station would collapse.
I'm going to listen to the recording of this. I thought I said everybody. We have a really, really special staff of really cool people, really competent people, really caring people. And this is a labor of love for them because every one of the people who works at KSCO, even the pilot in command, Dave Michaels, could, I'm positive, get a job that paid way more elsewhere. These are really talented people,
yes.
And they choose to be with us.
Well, what prompted me to call was the first caller, Diane. And I would just say I'm probably a carbon copy of her. And
yeah.
I might disagree with your topics and your people's opinions maybe 2/3 of the time, but... I don't know if I call myself liberal or conservative, but I sure like listening to the quote, different opinions.
Sure.
I like Dr. Stan, for example, really a lot.
Yeah.
If you have him on, it's just great. But on the other hand, I'm very conservative socially. I like to use the word Miss and Mrs. still.
Right.
But anyway,
I'm going to upset a bunch of people now because I'm going to make a little bit more of a disclosure. I've already alluded to it earlier, and I got a very upset voicemail.
What is it?
Well, we're not going to be having Michael Savage on after the first of the year.
Okay.
It's a long story that I won't get into on the air now. But we are trying to figure out what to put on in its place. And the natural thing, I think, to put on is another live syndicated, another syndicated program that's live, unlike Michael Savage, where we've been playing him. And that would be Alan Colmes.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Alan
Colmes from Hannity and Colmes, he's on Fox News Channel, and he's been on Comey for years now with his program that as soon as he's done with Hannity and Colmes, my mom and I have actually been there. We've actually been at Fox News Channel when the Hannity and Colmes show goes out to the country on Fox News Channel. And when Alan is finished with that, he's got 6 minutes to jump into the elevator and go up to the 18th floor and do his radio program. Which is 3 hours starting at 7 p.m. and goes to 10 p.m. And we've carried him live on Comey. And periodically, Alan will call me, this big-time world-renowned celebrity will call little old me and say, hey, MZ, when am I going to graduate to the big station? And I said, well, we'll see. Now is a perfect time because we need to fill that slot, and we'd love to fill it with something live that could be interactive. But you know, it's been brought to my attention by certain people, both close and in the audience, that Alan Colmes would be a terrible replacement for Michael Savage because it'll piss off the conservative people who suddenly have to listen to a liberal. At least he's a reasonable liberal, and at least you can call him and talk with him and so forth. That's what I think we should do, but. Quite a number of people have said, hey, you know, you got to be pure to your format, and you're clearly a conservative radio station. If you're going to put a liberal in there, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. What do you think?
Well, I'm happy to listen to other, both sides.
And so am I.
As long as, you know, people should support it, whether they agree or not. Send in a dollar.
Well, people there are very few people like you and me.
I enjoy it. I don't necessarily agree, but I just keep my mouth shut. I listen to anything as long as they don't call each other name. But that really turns me off, is the name calling and that kind of stuff. But
So you probably don't listen to Savage at all.
Oh, no, I don't usually. That's not my time slot. That's not my time slot. It doesn't bother me, but...
No. Right.
I don't think you should bring back Mr. Logic.
You don't think I should?
You should.
I should. Okay.
I'm still waiting for Mr. Logic to come back.
He was at our holiday party, and every once in a while he calls in, or I ask him to call in, and I said, when are you going to come back? He said, whenever you have me back. So it's okay. I guess the ball is in our court here.
Okay.
Hey, Pureheart, thanks for
all the stuff I have to comment. That's...
Great. Well, thank you very much for your support of the radio station. You're a really nice person. Oh, he went away, but he's still a nice person. Okay, Joe and Salinas, you're up next on the Saturday special.
Yeah, yesterday I went to a movie, Border Wars, The Battle Over Illegal Immigration.
Yeah.
I hope that in the next year you continue to bring that up to the forefront because it's only getting hotter.
Well, we are doing... we've got an hour and 15 minutes of this left of this program, and a good friend of mine sent me a link to a very fascinating video that's 13 minutes about the effect of illegal immigration, of not illegal, but just the effects of immigration, and what's going to happen in the next, two or three decades. And it will curl your hair. If you send me an email, mz@ksco.com, I will forward a copy of that to you, and you can watch this link. I think you'll need a broadband connection, DSL or a high-speed connection. I don't think it'll work with dial-up. But if you send me an email, mz@ksco.com, I'll be happy to reply with a link to that. And if we get enough of them so that I can't reply, I'll post it on our website or something. But
when I finally get a computer, I'll do that. But the rest of the folks can do that. That sounds like something.
Joe, did you ever get a cell phone?
Yeah, I did.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but then they said the quality was not very good because the wind was always blowing over here in Salinas.
Oh.
So, but that was fine. I ducked behind a corner of a building and.
Right. Well, listen, for your calls to KSCO alone, I'm sure from payphones, I'm sure it paid for your cell phone.
Absolutely. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
You know I'm a loyal listener, right?
Yes, sir.
But loyalty, you know.
I know what you're going to say. Forget, don't put Combs in there, right?
Well, you can do better. You owe it to your base.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to shoot yourself in the foot,
no.
right?
No.
And you don't want to take for granted.
I like my feet.
Okay, so you like your feet because they've been good to you.
That's exactly right.
You like your listeners because without them, there would be no KSCO.
Well, yeah, it would just be talking to itself, and that wouldn't last for very long, right?
It wouldn't last very long, and you couldn't get out the message that you and your mom and your dad stood for,
yeah,
and that we all need to hear.
Well, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't mean
and,
to interrupt.
That we all do need. I mean, you know, you have the in your hands. I mean, an asset that is so valuable and is doing such is a. I don't want to say public service because that just sounds so cliche-ish, but I mean, in these times, these are critical times that we live in. And the fact that you have that microphone that can broadcast and can keep us informed is such an important responsibility.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I agree. And I don't know if did you listen to KSCO during the earthquake in '89 or were you?
No,
was that
I was not in the area.
Our station has always distinguished itself, no matter who the owner was, and there have been three owners, including the Zwirlings. No matter who owned it at the time, whenever there was a flood or a power outage or a earthquake or whatever. By the way, did you feel an earthquake this morning?
Did I?
Yeah, an earthquake this morning and one last night. I felt one. It has me a little concerned to hear to feel two little earthquakes. You know, within a.
Well, that's a divine sign right there.
Yeah.
The KSCO must continue to fulfill its responsibility, and you know this. Among other things, the illegal immigration. If that's not an earthquake, which is rattling our state, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Again, you don't want to shoot your station in the foot, and you don't.
Okay.
Want to
well,
take...
Joe, you're called to make a point, I think, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Carry on. Be strong. Be brave. Do not give in to liberalism. That mental
disorder. Yeah, that's. Oh, well, I don't think that's going to happen. You think we're doing that by putting Combs on? If we do that,
Alan
station.
Alan Combs is beneath you.
Oh, okay.
He is beneath you. He is beneath your station. He is beneath the intelligence of your listenership that has grown. And more intelligent.
You don't think we would grow more if we were a voice for everyone, except instead of just a voice for conservatives?
Wait a minute. You are a voice for truth, uh-huh. and liberals and other people can always call in. They can always dispute.
That's what radio is
about.
That is true.
But
not too many people do. We only have two or three token liberal people who call.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll find a way to be a little better and help you out. You know, I helped out Ignacio. Now I'm currently passing out my Catholic literature. Maybe
right.
I can spread the gospel of KSCO. I don't know.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, thanks for your call. Always great to hear from you.
And push the fact that they. I think that they help your hair color, right? Restore your hair color.
If you have enough copper in your system, yeah, it can actually retard and even reverse the gray hair. And people say that's crazy, but I've seen it with some people. Not so much with me, but I've only started taking the pro. I was taking them haphazardly all these years.
Uh-huh.
It's only recently that I've started. Judy DeVilbiss visited from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
You know, she came and attended our holiday potty. And she got me and my mom both on this regimen where you pour, four different, ounces of or 5 ounces of these direct mineral the various products together, including the liquid glucogel, and you chunk it down, and it's not bad. It doesn't taste bad at all. In fact, it tastes amazingly good. And she's running marathons and winning, you know, at the age of 66 in Aloha Land. So I want to be like Judy. So
there you go. There you
Alrighty.
Go. The I mean, the vanity factor alone for the vitamins. The older you get, hey, the more you need those vitamins to keep looking good to the ladies.
Right. Oh yeah. See, and I definitely need that. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Talk to you again, I'm sure. Here's June in Santa Cruz, our next caller on the KSCO Saturday special. June, you're on.
Oh, hi. Hi, Amy. I want to talk about the Alan Kong.
Yes.
I can never stand him, but I just want to prove to myself the other day, I listened to him again.
Yes.
I just can't stand him.
So you would turn off if we put him on then, you think?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we don't want June to turn out, that's for sure.
Controversy is good, but if you just tear people down, tear your own country down, the country you love, they tear it down, I consider them, they are treason.
Wow.
And just a long time ago, the one in the other station.
Boy, you must think awful of us because we've had Air America on Comey for so long.
Yeah, that's why in the woman, I just can't stand her. Anyway, now Kong is not so bad to her, but just don't eat him on. If you do, then eat Roy Master, so that will neutralize him.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, maybe we'll put Roy on also.
Yeah,
Roy is great. In fact,
I know.
Yeah.
I like your mom.
Roy is such a wonderful man, and a lot of people misunderstand his statements about women to be sure they misinterpret it to be chauvinistic, and it ain't that way at all. It ain't that way at all.
I'm not a submissive woman,
and
I'm very independent.
Right.
But I like him.
Right.
He's a strong man, and he's a man of God.
Right.
He stayed the way it is.
Yep.
And he's strong. he does not say something just to please people.
Right.
He say exactly what is the right, what is the from his heart.
Well, did you hear Roy on last week as our guest on the Saturday special?
I listened the whole thing.
Uh-huh, good.
And I listened two times in the evening, too.
Right.
So I can make sure I got everything right.
Okay.
So if you put... Alan Kong on, you put Roy Major together. So I'm like, you know, one time the white powder scare and one of the your talk show hosts say something was horrible.
Yes.
And even you cannot stand that you were hurting, and then you call your mother used to call out and say, "Mom, if you're listening, call in." So your mother call in and neutralize them. I feel so good.
Yeah. She called in to neutralize the person, right?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's coming into focus right now. Yeah, just a little bit.
So if you put Roy on, then Roy can neutralize everything he said.
I gotcha. Okay.
So that will be controversial, and that will be interesting too.
Thank you, June. Great to hear from you. Keep listening.
And because you know, if you put Alan Kong on, it's I just can't stand it.
Well, okay. Well,
I like, you know, and Michael Methods only. I like him too because he only got 1 hour. If you cannot put the Roy Method and Alan Kong together,
we're gonna come up with a great. There is a solution to this problem, and and it's gonna be a good one. I guarantee it.
And Michael Method is good. It's
okay.
Good also. So,
all right, June, we gotta move, but thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye bye. All right, open lines at 479-1080, but we haven't done a commercial break. So, Dave, do we have time to do a commercial break, or should we do...
We have about 4 minutes.
We got about 4 minutes, okay. I guess you can kill the promos and just do the ones that say commercials, okay?
Got it.
And we'll be back before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Judy DeVilbiss. Listen to this name. Gardenia Glimmer Shea Body Soufflé. Ooh, that sounds good enough to eat, doesn't it? But, you know what? It isn't good enough to eat. I mean, I don't know. I haven't tasted it. However, it is a great body lotion, and it's from the Youngevity Company. It has a nice, soft gardenia scent. If you like gardenias, this is it. And it's a wonderful moisturizer. You rub it on, and the highlight, too, it actually glimmers. It has a little bit of a shine to it. I absolutely love it, and I use it all the time. It's just so lovely. Anyway, why don't you give it a shot? Youngevity has some wonderful products, and this is one of the new ones. So if you'd like to get started with the Youngevity products and check out the Gardenia Glimmer, why don't you call 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Shea Butter Glimmer to you. Goodbye.
Your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie of Direct Electric.
And I'm Dave Christie. Whether your problem is a light switch, breaker box, meter main, or anything in between, Direct Electric technicians will fix it right the first time for the right price. And here's the best part. Direct Electric will not bill you for a service call.
I don't think they heard you, Dave. You better tell them again.
Okay. Direct Electric will not charge you for a service call.
And if you have an electrical emergency, call Direct Electric at 425-1407. I'll rouse Dave and he'll come running.
Priscilla is right. If you have a real electrical emergency, the kind that just can't wait till morning, call Direct Electric and we will come running.
Remember, your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. I will take your call.
And I will make certain that your problem gets fixed. Call Direct Electric at 425-1407. That's 425-1407.
Buongiorno, property owners. When you need to clean up your property, call on the professionals at Coyote Industrial Cleaning. I'm Bob Farmer, but my friends call me Mr. Clean because I'm the one that cleans up downtown Santa Cruz. When you need to clean up your sidewalks, patios, driveways, pool areas, decks, buildings, and carpets, give us a ring at Coyote Industrial Cleaning, 429-5521. That's 429-5521. Or at Bob Farmer in the Santa Cruz White Pages.
Okay, we're back. Okay, here, listen to this song a little bit, okay? Just listen to this song. This is just an incredibly pleasant song, and it was popular in the 60s, I think it was the late 60s, and there is an instrumental-only version of this. This is done by a group called the Free Design, and if there's anybody out there who could tell me the name of the group that did an instrumental or karaoke version, boy, would I appreciate it. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. Here's Fox News.
I'm Karen Stewart. Strong action against Iran. The UN Security Council today unanimously approved a resolution imposing sanctions against Tehran for refusing to suspend uranium enrichment. This is Fox's Rena Nanin.
The pressure is on Iran. The UN Security Council voting unanimously to impose sanctions against Iran for refusing to comply with their nuclear enrichment program. The resolution orders all countries to ban the supply of specified materials and technology that could be distributed to Iran Iran's nuclear and missile programs. It also imposes an asset freeze on key companies and individuals in countries' nuclear and missile programs named on a UN list. If Iran does refuse to comply, the resolution warns that the council will adopt further non-military sanctions. At the United Nations, Rena Ninen, Fox News Radio.
A major Taliban leader has been killed by a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan. Mullah Akhtar Mohammad Osmani was the highest-ranking Taliban leader to ever be taken out by U.S. forces.
They'll put somebody else in that role who will take a while to get up to speed. But Osmani was an associate of Osama bin Laden, Mullah Omar, and Hekmatyar. He had built up relationships with key figures in their terrorist organizations.
That's coalition spokesman Colonel Tom Collins. Osmani was a close associate of Osama bin Laden. The Israeli and Palestinian leaders are holding a long overdue summit today. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is visiting Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert at his official residence in Jerusalem. It's their first substantial meeting in well over a year, though they met briefly this summer in Jordan. Key issues on the agenda: money, travel, as well as the fate of an Israeli soldier captured by Hamas-allied militants in June. Back in the U.S., another beauty queen speaking out. Former Miss Nevada Katie Rees lost her title when provocative photos surfaced on the net. At a press conference today, her attorney said she'd like to be reinstated like Miss USA. You're listening to Fox News Radio.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's gonna freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
President Bush meeting with Defense Secretary Robert Gates today about his trip to Iraq. Meantime, in his weekly radio address, praise for American soldiers.
America is blessed to have fine citizens who volunteer to defend us in distant lands. For many of them, this Christmas will be spent far from home. And on Christmas, our nation honors their sacrifice and thanks them for all they do to defend our freedom.
Offering the Democratic response was Indiana Senator Evan Bayh.
There is a lot of work before us, but I am confident that if we heal these divisions, we can become an even better America. From energy independence to national security, 2007 promises to be a very busy year. And by working together, there's no limit to what we can accomplish.
Bayh says Congress can get things done in 2007. Two more runways now open at Denver International Airport after that blizzard stranded hundreds of passengers.
That is a monumental task, given that this is the holiday travel period and our flights are already very full. So the amount of seats that we have to reaccommodate those folks is very limited.
Officials warned to still expect delays. Consumer news now. Chrysler announces a recall.
Daimler Chrysler recalling more than 62,000 of its 2007 models to reprogram a brake system computer. No accidents or injuries reported from the glitch, but the car maker wants to make sure nothing goes wrong with the anti-lock brakes and traction control on those vehicles. Recall notices expected to go out in February for the 2007 Chrysler Sebring, Chrysler 300, and Commander, Compass, Grand Cherokee, Liberty, and Wrangler Jeeps, as well as Dodge Nitro, Magnum, Charger, and Calibra models. More than 6,000 2007 Sebrings with automatic temperature control also being recalled for programming adjustments. Mary Regal, Fox News Radio.
And British author J.K. Rowling has announced the name of her latest final author book in the Wizard Saga of Harry Potter. It'll be called Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows. I'm Karen Stewart. This is Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, December 23rd, 2006. Looks like today will be mostly sunny with patches of fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with patchy fog throughout the night. Lows in the upper 30s to mid 40s, and northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming northeast after midnight. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 6 to 12 feet at 12 seconds. There is a small craft advisory for hazardous seas which will remain in effect throughout the afternoon, so please be aware of that. It's 6 minutes after 11 and time for hour 2 of the Saturday special with your host MZ right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
Hey Dave.
How you doing?
Good, Dave. Hey, guess what? I'm so excited. Before I forget, I wanted to tell everybody, because I forget to tell people things that I'm excited about quite frequently on this program. Guess who's going to be doing the Good Morning Monterey Bay program on Christmas Day?
Santa Claus.
No! EC, Everson Corrigan, and moi!
Oh.
Now, I mean... Now, who is going to be listening on Christmas Day?
I will.
Good. And I think a lot of other people will, too, actually. You know, just because it's Christmas Day doesn't mean that you have to not listen to Good Morning Monterey Bay.
It's actually a perfect time to snuggle up with the family around the radio. That's the way it should be done.
I was thinking that we would I would dredge up some old Saturday specials and just play some of them or bits and pieces of it and or maybe play some music or just have some fun. But they wanted to play Christmas music, but that's what every station in the world does. We don't want to do that. I mean, nothing against Christmas. No, we don't want to offend anybody, but we want to be different. We just want to be different. Is there anything wrong with being different?
No, and I think we are pretty different.
Good. So, now, do you agree with me that Kites Are Fun is just a wonderfully pleasant song? Have you heard that?
I thought they were saying cats were fun.
Well, no, Kites Are Fun by the Free Design.
It's a little weird, but I like it.
It's just so pleasant. How can you listen? How could anybody listen to this melody and not just get happy? And there is an instrumental-only version. Back when I was in the video business in 1976, I think it was, I actually went over to Channel 11 and asked them, I said, is there any chance in the world that I could get a copy of the music that you use, which was this same melody but not with a vocal? And they used that as the intro for, like, their all-night movie, you know, movie program or something. And they gave me a copy of it. Because I wanted to use it for some video I was doing, you know, some background music, and I want to find that. I've been searching, and I don't know how to search. Maybe somebody out there who knows how to search for particular music can find this. I've been all over Rhapsody, and there are different Kites Are Fun versions, you know, from other, and I've checked each one of them, and none of them are what I want. They're all vocals. And it's the same melody, but I want this melody without the vocal. So help me out. I mean, what should we bribe people? Should we offer a prize or recognition? I don't know. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my balls. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause mom and dad and uncle Bill. I just realized that we have failed to open hour number 2, so let's do it the proper way.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
And it may well become a record show. I sort of want to play records. I mean, who wants to do talk radio when we can play music? I mean, that's different for KSCO, isn't it? Don't you think we should do that? Don't you?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, I want to thank Vernon
KSCO
for...
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
All right.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
I can't stop the computer. Yeah. So we'll just play the ending.
That's all, folks.
My computer has a mind of its own. All right, 479-1080 if you want to give us a call. I want to talk about music downloads. I need help finding a particular instrumental version of Kites Are Fun. Please help me. Anybody out there, help me, please. Okay, future of the music business. I think that if companies... If 10 cent downloads are offered, and I think there would be such a swell of people that would make a beeline to that site that they could pay the performance rights and royalties and so forth and make plenty of money. That's what I think. If you make it so reasonable that people don't even think, it's not worth their time to even think about pirating. You know, I think, you know, and if not 10 cent downloads, 20 cent or 25 cent or something, you know, I think it doesn't need to be a dollar. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe it does need to be a dollar for the performers to get their cut. Where is Humble Brian? Is he listening to us? I'd like him to weigh in on this because he's an ASCAP member. And he's a great songwriter and everything. So if he's listening, maybe he'll call the Saturday special today. Next caller, our good friend Harold in Aptos. Welcome to the Saturday special, Harold. You're on.
Thank you, Michael. I don't think I'm stupid, but I'm ignorant on some things. What do you think, audience?
About what?
No, just to leave that as a question. That was my attempt at a joke.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, listen, it might have been funny to some people, but it wasn't to me. I don't understand the significance of that. Can you explain it to me? Wait a minute. Can it be that I did not hang up on Harold? He must have struck his joke like a lightning bolt and left. Because I asked him a question and he's not there to answer. All right. It's calling, so it's ringing now. Let's see if... Is that you, Harold?
Yeah, good old technical difficulties.
No, did you hang up?
No, I got cut off.
Okay, so would you explain that joke to me? I didn't understand it at all.
Okay, you have the woman with the British accent saying, stupid people should not listen to this station.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I say, you know, the word... I say, oh, what do you think, audience? Am I ignorant, stupid, retarded?
I gotcha. Oh,
okay, I just opened myself up to a hail bullet.
Thank you.
But
okay,
at this time of year, I'd like to know... 80,
the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay, I got to turn this. Okay,
here we go. Thank you,
my computer is just...
girl, whoever you are.
Okay.
Is that Rosemary? No, goodness.
No, it's not Rosemary.
I know. That's my attempt to lighten things up a little bit.
Okay.
What's your favorite Christmas or Hanukkah song, you and Kay's, at this time of year, your absolute favorite?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask Kay, because she's on the line here.
Okay,
Ma, what is it? Hey, Ma.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, and Harold wants to know your favorite Christmas song.
Oh, I don't...
Or Hanukkah.
I don't have a favorite one. I like them all.
Okay, can I talk to Kay?
Christmas songs.
Yeah, go ahead. But someone has a radio on that shouldn't.
Not me.
I'm hearing echoes and stuff.
Oh, okay. It might be me. I'll turn
okay.
it
off.
Ah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't realize
you of all
that.
People?
Mother Zwirling?
Hello.
Yep. Hello, Mother Zwirling. How are you? It could also be a...
I just thought that there was time for a little bit of levity, and
I'm trying.
Some cute things that'll make people happy and laugh.
I'm trying, and one thing I want to know is your favorite Hanukkah or Christmas song. Like, there's this ancient song called Hava Nagila. Have I said it right?
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila. Yeah, that's a wonderful song.
You got a nice voice, too.
Song.
Now, that's the oldest
song. I used to hate it when my mother would sing to me.
Hey, she sings on key, man.
She sings on key.
You should hear my voice. How old, what century do you think that song is from?
Oh, I have no idea.
Can you take a guess?
I think it's very old.
Okay,
but I don't know, because don't forget, Israel has only been a country since 1948.
That's true, but I'm thinking about ancient Israel.
But there was no way to get that information then.
Okay, because the oldest European song I know of is Greensleeves, and they put words
are
in it. What
the
child
air?
Is this?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my.
Yes, we are.
I didn't know that.
So what?
See,
no,
we have...
Anyhow...
Okay, Greensleeves. I love that beautiful
song. We were having
song.
A private conversation.
Well, we are having a private conversation, but everybody else is listening.
And they heard me sing?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Sure. You sing beautiful.
Oh, why don't I try to make everybody laugh for a few minutes?
Why don't you do that?
What do you think about that?
Since you own half
Michael,
the station, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you two stories.
Go ahead.
One is about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton visits the primary school in Ithaca, New York, to talk about her job as a senator. After her talk, she asks if there are any questions. One little boy puts up his hand, and the senator asks him what his name is. Kenneth, he says. And what is your question, Kenneth? I have three questions. First, whatever happened to your medical health care plan? Second, why would you run for president after your husband shamed the office? Third, whatever happened to all those things you took when you left the White House? Just then, the bell rang for recess. Hillary Clinton informs the kiddies that they will continue after recess. After recess, Hillary says, okay, now where were we? Oh, that's right, question time. Who has a question? A different little boy puts his hand up. Hillary points him out and asks him what his name is. Larry. And what is your question, Larry? I have five questions. First, whatever happened to your medical health care plan? Second, why did you run for president after your husband shamed the office? Third, whatever happened to all those things you took when you left the White House? Fourth, why did you have the recess bell go off 20 minutes early? Fifth, what happened to Kenneth? I mean, that's the end of that one.
That's pretty good. Now, listen, Ma.
What?
Do you think that people who like Hillary, and it's no secret that you have nothing but contempt for her.
Yes.
Do you think people who like Hillary would be offended or have been offended by that joke?
I couldn't care less, Michael.
Now,
I'm telling the truth because that's the way it is.
Okay. Now, but it was spoken as a joke, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if someone made a joke like that about Bush, would you be offended?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, Bush is no angel. Bush is Bush. He's doing the best he can. But I think that he's a lot more honest than Hillary is.
Uh-huh.
He'll answer questions. She doesn't answer any questions that are relevant. She, or serious. Anyhow, I hope that there are some listeners who are over 60 or almost over 60, because I think you'll get a kick out of these things that someone I don't know sent. Number one, kidnappers are not very interested in you. Number two, in a hostage situation, you are likely to be released first. Three, no one expects you to run anywhere. Four, people call at 9 p.m. and ask, did I wake you? Five, people no longer view you as a hypochondriac. 6. There's nothing left to learn the hard way. 7. Things you buy now won't wear out. 8. You can eat dinner at 4 p.m., which I do very often. 9. You can live without sex, but not without your glasses. You get into heated arguments.
There's your replacement for Michael Savage right there.
Pension plan.
She won't do it.
I know.
You no longer think of speed limits as challenge. You quit trying to hold your stomach in no matter who walks into the room. You sing along with elevator music. Your eyes won't get much worse. Your investment in health insurance is finally beginning to pay off. Your joints are more accurate meteorologists than the national weather. Your secrets are safe with your friends because they can't remember either. Your supply of brain cells is finally down to manageable size. And you can't remember who sent you this list.
Well, this is, I enjoyed most of that.
Yeah, because you're getting to be close to 60?
I might have enjoyed it even if that were not the case.
Okay, I'll get off the air.
Now, wait a minute, Ma. I mean, does Harold want to say anything to you? Does Rich and Salinas or Big Gun Gordy or John and Aptos want to say anything to
me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you, Harold, before we dump you?
Sure.
What?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, but I want to talk about foods, too.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned you're eating cheeses at this time of year.
Yeah, I think my mother is, too, because she was clearing her throat as much as I am.
Now, when Watsonville was a diverse town, they had a fruit there called a loquat. You know what they look like?
Yes.
Yellow, juicy, sweet. I miss them.
They're delicious.
Now, where could I buy them? Do I have to go to San Francisco?
No. Why don't you go to a nursery and maybe you can get a loquat plant. We used to have one that grows very nicely in this climate, and you can just pluck them yourself. They're wonderful.
And I'm sure that there is someone listening in the audience now who will know where to get that if you don't want to go and grow your own, because that'll take some time, obviously.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at light then and hang up and just because it's the holidays. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Harold. That was great.
Merry Christmas, Harold.
Yeah. Now, Ma, here, John and Aptos wants to talk about Alan Colmes.
Oh, my.
Okay, John, you're on. Hi, John.
Hi, John. Hi. I think that he's a reasoned liberal. I never mind discussing politics with liberals if they're reasoned. And you can talk without name calling
I've never heard him call a name. He's a class act. He's
a reasoned guy, and so it's good for us to hear what he has. A lot of times we're pointed in the same direction. It's just a different way on how we're going to get there. So it's good to hear that side. We shouldn't just listen to conservatives all the time. I think you should put him on. I'm as conservative as they come.
Now, Mom, what do you have to say about
all?
What do you think about what John and Aptos just said?
I think that John is a very liberal person, and I don't mean liberal politically. I think because you're fair-minded and you want it. The way I feel about Alan Colmes is, I think most of the time, he actually doesn't disagree with Hannity. I think he just wants to keep his job, so he takes the point counterpoint answer, and I don't think that enough people are like John, and I'm not like John either. I would like to listen to people that I enjoy listening to, and Alan Colmes irritates me, so I don't listen to him if I can help it.
Okay.
And now I certainly wouldn't want to give him 3 hours of airtime.
Can I get one more little thing in here,
sure.
Michael?
Please.
I'm the guy that's been trying for years now for you to get Imus on.
Imus? Yeah, that would be nice. But
I believe so. He has very good guests.
Then we'd have to get rid of our own local morning show.
No, he comes on. His start time would be 3 a.m. our time. It goes from 3 a.m. It would go 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. would be a perfect lead into your show. And I think about your 10,000-watt station and how many people...
Well, it's not 10,000 at night, you know. So.
Well, I don't know what time it starts, but how many people are on the road commuting at that time of the day that would love to hear, I think... He's got a good show.
I think Michael tried several times to get him, didn't he?
No, not really. Well, I looked into it. I looked into it, and there was... I can't remember what the... I don't know. We'll take another look at it. But I can tell you that if we were to replace Coast to Coast, and I think we've got some Coast to Coast in there right at about that time or part of that time, we would be crucified. And then you wouldn't have the Zwirlings to kick around anymore in KSCO.
Well, maybe you're right. I think there's a lot of people that would. You might pick up more listeners. You might lose 10%, pick up 20%. But thanks for letting me say it here.
Hey,
and
you bet, John. We'll take another look, okay?
Okay.
And put that out. If there's anybody listening who would also like to hear, I think John is the only person who's interested in IMUS. And prove me wrong. I mean, if we got another 34 minutes left in this program. Let's see. Next person here on the air. Is Big Gun Gordy. Hi, BGG.
Good morning.
Hi, Gordy.
The days are getting longer now. That's something to look forward
to. This is good.
Yes.
That's very good. That's cause for celebration this holiday season. And I also want to wish you and your mother a very happy Hanukkah and happy New Year's and Merry
Thank
Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bless you. Thank you.
I love you all.
Richard
Quigley and Steve Hartman are the only guys that come to mind that have dealt with what's really called local issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if we could find one person at the station or maybe somebody outside the station that could report on what's going on in local government, for example, on Mondays, list what the Board of Supervisors' agenda is, or the important items on the agenda. Often the Board of Supervisors does things in a quiet manner against us.
Yep.
So I think if you can tip off the people here locally on a Monday, then some of us can be down there Tuesdays to confront them at the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Well, that sounds like a very, very good idea, except I'm really very jaded about the supervisors, Gordy. I think that they just go through the motions. They are all of one mind. They're all on the left, and they make their decisions even before the meetings.
Well, you remember the well
metering. And they get away with so much, it's outrageous.
Yeah, when they wanted to put meters on everybody's wells. And,
I would agree with my mom, but I would add this, except when they fear for their lives. And that was such an instance, the well metering thing. They feared for their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues going on down there that could rally up the people. The road issues, which they've been quietly instituting new road requirements on private roads, not public roads, that are, I can't even think of a word.
I think you're very right, Gordy. Why can't that can be incorporated in the morning show, a segment? Wouldn't this be interesting? Suppose Rosemary invited one of the supervisors to come in on a Monday morning and tell us exactly what's going to be on their agenda.
There you go.
Let them. But that's why I'm saying it's interesting is that I would be happily surprised if any one of them would come. They'll find a reason not to.
I've changed the subject here. I'd be all for listening to Don Imus. Alex Combs, now he's a lefty. He's a total lefty. You can get him on satellite radio. And in fact, the station that he's on satellite is called Left. right.
Yeah. Of course.
I don't think that we need to even entertain that idea. There's people out there that, I won't call them conservatives, but let's say people that are logically minded that deal with the facts and stay away from the emotionalism. I think there's plenty of those types of people out there that are good broadcasters.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Okay,
that.
Can we got so many callers. Can we speed it up here? I think you were going to talk about Don Imus real quick.
Well, no, I said that I would vote for him.
Great.
That's it. So you all have a great holiday season here. And be looking
you too.
To
good health. And let's pray for peace in a hurry and so our troops can come back.
Great. Yeah. Okay, thanks, BGG. Good to hear from you. Here comes Rich and Salinas. Thanks for waiting, Rich. You're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, hi, good morning. And it's nice to actually have Kay on the air when I call
this
time. Hi, Kay. I can relate to
the glasses. It's so rare that she calls. I figured we'd lock her in here for a little while.
Yeah, they keep her. I'm tired of the chair for an hour or two. See? She can't get away. I can relate to that sex and glasses things, except I add magnifying glasses to my reading glasses as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
It gets bad. I just turned 60 this year, so.
I like the one about kidnappers and not very interested.
Yeah, we're in the corner. They don't even look at us.
Right. They let us go first.
Hey, I called about 2 months ago and left a message on one of the phone numbers down there at the station regarding the Terry Anderson show out of L.A. I don't know if you ever got that.
No.
Or not,
if you want to reach me, don't call the radio station ever. Okay.
Okay.
I think what we need to do is we need to pull my voicemail out of the radio station because I don't get those messages. I mean, it's very rare. If you want to reach me, if you want to leave a voicemail for me, call 429-2222.
Okay.
And it goes right into my email. My whole life is email, 24/7. Email.
Well, are you familiar with the show, Terry Anderson show?
No.
He talks about illegal immigration, and he's only on for 1 hour a week, and that's on Sunday nights. Between 9 and 10, and I pick him up on KDON out of Las Vegas.
Maybe that's the only station he's on. Maybe he's not syndicated.
He's out of L.A. and also out of a Phoenix station. I think.
Okay, we'll check it out. We'll check it out.
Yeah, he's got a website, TerryAndersonShow.com, also.
Okay.
So if you could check it out, I'd love to hear him on your station if you could, because he's relevant to everything going on with the illegal immigration.
Okay, thank you. We'll definitely take that to heart.
Great, thank you. And
appreciate
he's looking,
that.
He's looking to expand, too, to get on other stations, so maybe something can be worked out on that.
Okay, Salinas, Rich, thanks for the suggestion.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care. Here comes Neil in Soquel. Is it Neil in Soquel?
Yeah.
Hi, Neil in Soquel.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Kay.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Ditto.
I just tuned in and heard Savage is no longer going to be on the air.
Starting, the first of the year, yeah.
Oh, is that... What's the deal with that?
We couldn't come to an agreement. The syndicator, who were a very good friend of mine, oddly enough, they changed the business arrangement where they require much more inventory than what is in the program, and we can't afford to. We need to own our own real estate here, or else we won't be able to sell any commercials.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it was terrible to have to let Michael Savage go because, he belongs on this radio station, but it ain't going to be. But so we'll try to find someone who's as good or better.
To you guys. I mean, that's why I started listening to KSU. That was for him.
Yeah,
ago.
Well, I hope you'll give us a chance and listen to other things, too. So.
and if
you don't like it, let us know. So.
All right, guys.
Okay, thank you. You too, Neil. That was Neil and Soquel. Let's see. Donna in San Juan Bautista. About Don Imus. You're on KSCO. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Michael.
Hey. How you doing, Donna?
Good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Don't you remember when I called about Imus like a year ago? And you totally insulted me. I was almost back to Kay.
Oh, I did?
I called Kay on you. Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. I love your commentary.
I insulted you or almost insulted
you? No, you didn't almost. You did.
What did I say?
I said, Imus. And you're like, no offense, but how old are you? And you said, I don't think anybody under 60 listens to Imus.
And I still believe that. Now, I'm going to be 60 in 5 years, so we're getting close, but I don't...
You need to start listening to him, and you should... That show is full of everything.
Well, I see it occasionally when I'm up early on... Is it MSNBC?
It's really boring to watch on TV. It's totally different when you...
Really? But it's not the same audio feed? Wait a minute. What happened to poor Donna? It wasn't me. Was that you, Dave, who accidentally cut...
Me.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I'll bet Donna is ringing back right now on line two. It takes a big man to admit, well, you know, so how come I can't answer? Okay, here. Is that you, Donna?
No, it's not.
Oh, who is it?
This is Walt from Scotts Valley.
Oh, okay. How are you, Walt?
Just fine, thank you.
Donna's probably ringing on the other line, but if you make it quick, we'll just stay with you. Otherwise, I'll come back to you, okay?
Yes. I just wanted to vote for either Glenn Beck or Don Imus.
Okay. You know, I'm surprised. We're getting more people than I thought interested in Imus. Okay.
You should check it out, Mike.
Okay, I will.
Thanks much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Donna, you're back with us, Donna, right?
I'm back. I don't know what happened. It got cut off, but I'm pretty much done. That was my comment.
Okay. There are a lot of other people. There are more people who are interested in IMUS. I'm surprised. So we will definitely take a serious look at it, okay?
Yeah, I think you'd really increase your morning listeners because you're so broad, you know, throughout the county. So
right.
There's a lot of people outside of this area that do listen to him. And it doesn't. He's nowhere. He's nowhere in the Central Valley North, I think he's up in the North Bay, but that's
right.
One station.
Yeah. Well, we'll
so
take
anyway,
a look.
That's my vote. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And sorry if I insulted you.
Okay.
Whenever
I got
it was.
Over it.
Cause I didn't...
got over it.
Okay, thanks.
And Merry Christmas.
To you too. Bye-bye. okay, Mary in Scotts Valley, also about Don Imus. Hey, you're on, Mary.
Hi. I just want to call and say that I love Rosemary Chalmers. I don't know where I'd be without her. But
everybody loves Rosemary.
and Kay Zerling, your commentaries are right on.
I don't know what happened to Kay. She just hung up.
Okay.
She just she hung up or got disconnected, but she's not there now. But she must be. She's probably listening on the radio.
And as far as Don Imus goes, oh my goodness, quack quack! I'm 48 years old and I still love him.
I'm learning something. This has been very eye opening for me.
But not at the cost of Rosemary. You keep Rosemary right where she is. She's perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Now here comes our good friend, Richard N. Watsonville. Thank you, Mary
right,
and Scottsdale.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Hey, Richard N. Watsonville, you are on the air.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I heard about this Imus and Glenn Beck.
Well, people are suggesting, you know, and more people than I dreamed are suggesting Imus.
I would take Imus over Beck.
You would?
Any day, but only if Imus took calls on the TV. You know, like...
Uh-oh. Hey, are you there, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else we got here?
I don't know what's going on here. We've got the phone system is all fouled up.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though, Mike, right?
Is Mom there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, good.
Hey,
all right, you're back.
Hey, Mrs. Z, how you doing?
Hi.
It's Richard N. Watsonville, our good friend.
Oh, good.
Did you hear what
One
I was saying?
One of the biggest supporters of all time.
I didn't hear anything. Richard, I got cut off also for a while.
Well, my suggestion is if I-Man starts acting like Larry King and starts taking phones on TV, which he did last week, may not be a bad idea.
Okay. Like I said, we'll check it out.
Yeah, I mean,
you are Mr. Radio.
How many people? Do you think there are a lot of people on at 3 o'clock in the morning listening, I mean?
Oh, I am.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know there's a lot of people out there.
Hmm.
And then you got the people that are getting up and shaking off a night's sleep, getting ready to go to work.
Sure.
And they're listening while they're showering and all that other nonsense.
Yeah, you should check it out, Michael.
Well, it's worth looking into, but
consider
then you got to be up early in the morning to see that kind of action. But I-Man should be taking phone calls on TV. Then we start taking them on the radio.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
And I'd like to see these network feed people that are feeding us all this garbage that I consider is garbage. I don't care if it's Rush Limbaugh or Alan Combs. I want them to see us start getting some decent quality advertisers. They don't have Northern California Toyota dealership or Northern California Chevy that we could go down to our local Chevy dealership and get an advertisement that would be a piggyback to the network.
That would be wonderful.
That's the way it works in advertising. And
wow.
And then, you know, we can't go down to the local gold company. It just don't work that way.
Wow.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Hey.
Happy holidays.
We should say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
And Happy Chanukah.
And Happy Hanukkah.
Okay. Now, I'm really excited. I'm so excited that after I clear my throat, I'm going to tell everybody why I'm excited. It says on the computer screen here, Dave, we've got the Kites Are Fun instrumental.
Yeah, we've got them.
I mean, you actually have it, or you know where to get it?
I have it right here.
Can you play it?
Sure thing. This is actually, what was his name? Robin Goldstein from Schnauzer Logic actually called in with the tip.
That's it! Wow! That's it!
It's only going to cost you $20.
It's worth every penny. Worth every penny. That's great. Boy, I mean, this is really cool. To just put it out. I mean,
we have a great audience.
We sure do. And you know, I had one of the most fun times I've had in a long time by being on Robin's podcast, the Schnauzer Logic podcast, that I think it's produced on Wednesdays at about 5 o'clock or something like that. Robin, would you call in? Just call in, dang it. You know the number. That's it. Now, who does that? Who's the...
I think it says Tony Mottola, but I'm not sure if it's supposed to be Tommy Mottola.
So did he email that to you or what?
He actually called in twice to give me the link.
Uh-huh.
He said that he had nothing better to do, so he decided to do a little producing for you.
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful.
That's great. Well, I think we should just let it play for the rest of the show. But thank you, Dave, and maybe Robin will give a call so I can personally thank him. Okay, who's next? John in Capitola.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm real happy because my favorite instrumental is
all
now.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, if you're going to replace Savage, I think it's in your best interest to keep things consistent. You know, don't replace them with a reasonable liberal.
I agree with you.
Keep things consistent. So my suggestion, I kind of have three suggestions. Number one, maybe David Duke would come and do a show for KSDO. Maybe you guys could go down to Argentina and round up some Nazis. You know, they might be interested. Or maybe go down south and, you know, get some white supremacists. That would be, you know, consistent with, you know, your station's message.
Well, no, I'm happy, John. I'm happy John called, and I hope he doesn't hang up.
Okay, good.
Okay, so and
if
I'm happy. And
consistent.
Say that again.
If you got a hateful message and you're a hateful station.
What are you doing listening? What are you doing listening to a hateful station? Wait, Ma. Wait a second. Here. Wait. Let me talk. You can talk in a minute, but I want to know. I really am happy that John called because I want to engage him. He says that we're a hateful station.
What's hateful about us?
Ma, here, I'm going to put Mom on hold here. I hate to do this to my own mother, but I have to do that.
I mean, I can give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys like Rush Limbaugh, correct?
Well, yeah, he's a great broadcaster, and I do agree with most of his politics. Yeah.
Here's a perfect example.
Okay.
For years and years and years, what did Rush Limbaugh say about drug addicts? He said, and you can go back in the archives, throw them away, lock them up, and throw away the key. They're scumbags. They're pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't help them. We shouldn't have social programs for drug addicts. And then look what he turns out to be.
Uh-huh.
So he has all this hateful speech,
so,
and he turns around and is a hypocrite.
Well, okay, and I would. No one will disagree with you on that, John. I don't think. But that makes us a hate radio station because we carry Rush.
Well, Michael Savage.
Okay.
He is a racist. He's a sexist. I mean, every other sentence out of his mouth is just absolutely hateful.
Okay. And what else? Is this show hateful? I mean, presumably you don't listen to those programs, I mean, more than once to, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I tend to listen to a lot of radio. So
okay.
I love to listen to both sides. I mean, in order to be informed, you have to listen to the other side. If you only listen to your side, then how can you, you know, how can you even judge the other side or know anything about them, right?
Right.
So how could I know that David Duke would be perfect for your radio station unless I knew, you know, a little something about your station.
Okay. Well, I think you're being not very reasonable. I really because to put David Duke in the same category with KSCO
Michael Savage.
Yeah.
You ever
Yes, I have.
That guy is hateful.
He's passionate. He's passionate.
Religions other than Christian type religion. He's he's hateful toward races. He says a lot of racist type things.
Now I'm gonna let you talk to Mom here if she's still there. Okay, Ma, are you there?
And then you would put him on this station and he doesn't believe that the Holocaust occurred.
He's a person
that lives in a very hateful la-la land.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, he's hateful, yeah.
I'm talking about David Duke.
I don't think you should discriminate about the type of hateful people you have on your station. I mean...
You don't?
I don't agree with any...
You hate everything
David
call
Duke
us
says.
Hate? Why do you call us hate
guys,
radio?
You know. What was that?
Why do you call us hate radio? I mean, there's one person or two people that we have on whose opinions you don't agree with, and so that automatically makes us hate people?
Well, I mean, the fact that you would have Rush Limbaugh...
What would you like
us
to have instead, which would make us on hate?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, name
I don't know.
Somebody
I mean,
you'd
your
like.
Station. You guys wanted to know who to replace Savage with, and I thought...
Yes.
I'm sure there's some out-of-work, you know...
Well, that's a very mean-spirited...
You know, Ku Klux Klan guys,
Sarah,
you know, who...
John,
they, they're
or whatever
still
your name is... You are the one who's got the hate in him. In other words, if you don't hear something that you don't like, then you automatically call it hate. And if you can say that David Duke belongs on our station, then you are full of hate yourself.
Okay.
Who else would you rather have on instead that you wouldn't feel we would be, promoting hate?
I'm going to put him. I've got to do you one at a time here,
okay,
unfortunately, because you talk over each other. I'm going to give him a little bit more time. Go ahead, John. You're on.
No, I'm basically done. I just wanted to help you guys out because you don't want to have an inconsistent format. You know, you put Combs on, you put a liberal on. You know, you're going to get some reasonable talk on your
station.
We have
a whole station with that stuff on.
I know. No, I'm talking about KSTO.
Hmm?
We want to keep KSDO balanced. It's known for, you know, the kind of stuff you have on there. If you have a reasonable liberal on that station,
okay,
throw it off.
Why don't you name somebody that you think we should have on KSDO?
That you know has a talk show.
But know that has a talk show.
Yeah. Because David Duke doesn't have a talk show. And if he did, we wouldn't put him on. And I know you're just kidding.
There's a station down in Monterey that has got... the guy who does the noon hour, David Hartman, I think his name is.
Oh yeah.
Tom Hartman. Yeah.
Maybe somebody like that.
How about Air America, and Randy Rhodes?
Randy Rhodes is kind of. I don't really like her.
Yeah, but we do. We have given the whole station to that ilk.
Oh, I know you have. I'm just saying, I'm talking about KSCO.
Do you think we should have some more of that ilk on KSCO?
No, Ma, you're not. This is all tongue-in-cheek. A lot of this is tongue-in-cheek.
That's my whole point. We don't want to make things unbalanced. We want to keep KSCO the kind of station it is.
Okay, you've made your point. Thank you, John, in Capitola. Okay, here comes the man of the hour. I mean, the woman of the hour. I mean, Robin Goldstein.
kites are fun. Oh, son of Easter, Michael, how are you?
Great. So, boy, am I happy you were listening, because if you weren't listening today, then I probably wouldn't have gotten that cut that I wanted here. So
every Saturday morning, www.schnauzerlogic.com. Okay, here's my free plug. Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you, Robin.
Tony Mottola. It's not Tommy. It was Tony Mottola. He was a guitarist back in the Lounge era. He played with Doc Severinsen, and he was very well known for doing lots of studio work down in Los Angeles. He died back in 2004, and he recorded an album of these kind of lounge tunes, and that was one of the ones that he recorded.
Oh, and how do you spell the name? Because I want to get all his stuff, you know.
Sure. Tony Mottola. 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 And, you know, if you do a little Googling on the internet with all those tubes,
yeah,
you can find various sites that are dedicated to lounge music.
Uh-huh.
And he's considered one of pioneers.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So are you having a wonderful holiday season?
We're having a wonderful holiday season. We did our final Schnauzer Logic, a 2.5-hour spectacular, this Wednesday. It's available on the website that I already gave and on the iTunes Music Store. You were a terrific guest. I've told you before, we got more emails about your visit on Schnauzer Logic than any other guest we've had this year, so we got to have you back in 2007.
I'm ready. Say the word.
Controversial even on my show, Michael.
Really? Oh, that's great. Well, I certainly enjoyed it. You know, we
happy
like
holidays
fast
to you. Thanks.
To you,
and to Kay as well. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to you, Kay.
And to you, too.
Thank you.
And stay well.
Thanks very much. Okay. And Happy New Year.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling, Robin. Thanks for getting me, making me happy here. This is great. Dave in Pinnacles. Hey, Dave in Pinnacles.
Well, hello. I specifically wanted to speak with Mrs. Z.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Mrs. Z, I am just totally non-racist. I mean, I don't care what color or religion or what anyone prescribes to, as long as it's, you know, not murderous or...
I agree.
You know, something terrible. Okay, what I want to know is, as being a, you know, red-blooded American taxpayer, I want to know, what is your opinion of the video testimony of the captain and crew of the USS Liberty concerning the attack of the Liberty by Israeli air and naval forces in June of 1967? I've never listened to you address this, and I'd like to hear what your opinion is.
You know, could you say this again? I have one of these weird portable phones, and it's getting weak, and I want to hear what you said clearly.
I'm sure your son could understand me. Perhaps.
Okay, then rephrase it for me, Michael.
No, I want him to do it.
Oh.
Okay, what I want to know is, what is your opinion of the video documentary that concerns the testimony of the captain and crew of the United States Liberty when it was attacked in June of 1967 by Israel?
Do you know anything about that, Ma?
The only thing I could say about that is if it were attacked by Israel, then it was a total error. I don't think in a million years that Israel would willingly attack anything that belongs to the United States, because the United States is the country that has always given Israel credibility. It was President, let's see, who came after, I'm having a senior moment now.
It would be Nixon.
No, it wasn't Nixon. It was Roosevelt. Roosevelt died, and then Truman.
Oh, Truman, yeah.
It was Truman who was the first one who acknowledged that, yes, Israel was a state. And it was the United States that has always supported Israel, because Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. So we've always been friends. And if you're implying that that Israel deliberately attacked that ship.
The captain and crew imply that.
Huh?
The captain and crew imply that, ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry. That doesn't make any sense. Why don't you ask an Israeli if you... How can you even believe that... Why would anybody, any American, want to do that to its ally?
Well, all I can tell you, if you're intellectually honest, you'll investigate it, which would include listening to the testimony of the captain and crew of the USS Liberty and engulf yourself into the research of this event, and then perhaps you would have an opinion of it, because it's a very important thing.
I am. I will do it. I will Google it right away.
Dave, send us an email. Send us an email, okay, Dave?
USS Liberty. You can go to any website. I'll show it.
Okay, but send us an email to remind us anyhow. Thanks for your call to the Saturday special. We're getting pretty close to the end here. We got to do some commercials. Here's Loretta, a big fan of Kay. You're on the air, Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I have listened to you for years and years and years, and I never thought I'd have the opportunity to ever call you. And this morning, of course, I'm getting ready for Christmas and cooking and cleaning. Yeah. And I heard you on the radio, and I just said, I hope that you have a very, very long, long life. Because we need you in this county. It's such a liberal county that we're so outnumbered anymore that without your voice of reasoning, I'm not really quite sure what would happen. So I do thank you for your thoughts, and I thank you for your intelligence, and I thank you for your knowledge, and I thank you for being the voice for the people of Santa Cruz County that think kind of like we do.
Oh, yeah. Bless you for saying that.
Yes.
I'll do it as long as God lets me.
I know. It's just amazing that there's so many people on the other side that you really can't talk it. So it doesn't make any difference. But I know, I mean, we listen to Sean Hannity, and of course at nighttime when we watch Fox News all the time. And, you know, if you do bring Combs on, maybe he'll be okay. I prefer Sean 10-1, but that's...
Well, we can't get Sean.
It's not
available. They wouldn't let us have it because we're too powerful a station and we would conflict with San Francisco.
Yeah.
Anyhow...
Anyway, I just want to say, Kay and Michael, both of you have a wonderful Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever you
everything.
Do.
And
thank you.
God be with you, and keep you safe.
Okay.
And you too.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank
okay,
you.
Here
bye-bye.
Goes, is this Kevin on line one?
No, I'm in the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Kevin, I thought we were going to call in. I guess I misunderstood that. Yeah. But someone is on with line one that I've just answered. Who is that?
58 people were killed by Israel on the Liberty.
I haven't heard him. I haven't heard him. I thought he wasn't going to call anymore.
No. Nope.
Well, who is that?
That's Ben in Salinas.
Well, let him speak, Michael.
Go ahead.
It's insane to think that Israel would kill its benefactors.
58 people were sunbathing. They identified themselves, and they were killed by Israeli jets after they passed over several times to identify.
Mm-hmm.
That's a matter of history.
No, that's a matter of what you're being told. So
no,
you
that's
don't
a,
know
that's
for
a
sure.
History, Kay.
Okay.
Get some education.
All right, so what can we do about that now?
You know what?
Do you want to cut Israel out of our lives?
No, we have to support Israel. They are a true democracy, and all I want to say is I wish you a happy Hanukkah, and you and your family many happy years and wealth and all the good
and
things in life.
Too.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
There goes Ben in Salinas. I haven't heard from Ben in a while. Kevin, go on. You're on.
I'm
hi,
here.
Kevin.
Hey, thanks,
Kevin Hurley.
Hey, I was saying this, listening to your show the last couple hours, and it's been really great what you guys have been talking about. And I think some of the programmings that I heard you the other day talking to Benny Owens on about the Wellness Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a good program?
Oh, that's an excellent program.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy who is not a professional. He doesn't have any letters after his names. In fact, all of the people who all of the friends on the Wellness Hour with Bernie and friends are the same. They're just interested in health.
Oh yeah,
and they've got a lot of neat things to say. And so and it's on from 5 to 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And maybe what we should do, I think what you're suggesting is maybe we should put it on at another time.
Oh,
more
put
listenable.
On another time, or that we need to do something similar like this in this area.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a great idea. Thank you for making the suggestion.
Yeah.
Well. And geez. Dave, I think we need to run some commercials, and we'll run them into the news because we need to run the commercials.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You
Michael
too, Kevin.
And Kay too.
Okay,
take care.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
So, Dave, you know what I'll do? I'm going to run the That's All, Folks. And the I'll do the legal ID. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's coming up on 12 noon here. We're going to run the commercials, and then we will join the news in progress. You can kill the promos, and we'll see you next week on our last broadcast of the Saturday special for 2006. Okay? So there you have it here.
That's all, folks.
It's the perfect gift.
Gary, what's happening at Gem Brokers this holiday season?
It's a rainbow of gem colors and diamonds, Gina. We have a huge collection of stones and fine jewelry at Gem Brokers. Aquamarines, emeralds, garnets, opals, rubies, sapphires, tanzanites, topaz, tourmalines, and diamonds. Whatever your wish, Gem Brokers has your color.
Sounds like the perfect opportunity to do the ultimate gift shopping for your someone special.
Absolutely. Select from our collection of one-of-a-kind custom jewelry and gems, exceptional values, and stunning designs.
Wow, totally unique and lasting forever. The perfect gift.
And here's the best part, Gina. At Gem Brokers, we feature high-quality jewelry and gems for every budget. Shoppers won't have to spend a fortune for a gift that is totally unique.
Like I said, Gary, Gem Brokers is the ideal store to find the perfect gift.
It's Gem Brokers, 129 South River Street, Santa Cruz, for your ultimate holiday gift.
Property owners, save time, money, and lots of pain. Hello, I'm Michael Dufresne of Able Tractor, a licensed contractor in Santa Cruz County since 1982. When you need to dig trenches, clear brush, grade slopes, improve roads, or just move dirt, call for a free estimate, 464-0551. That's 464-0551. Rescape your landscape and save time, money, and lots of pain with Able Tractor, 464-0551. That's 464-0551.
AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
Chief Military Commander in Southern Afghanistan, some holiday relief for our troops in that country. It's a last-minute dash for holiday shoppers flocking to the malls and major department stores.
I like the madness. It was crazy.
Stores enticing shoppers on this last weekend before Christmas with longer hours and sharp discounts today. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
These Grinches allegedly stole Christmas, at least folks' Christmas presents. Marcus McCoy and girlfriend Tanya White accused of tailing UPS trucks in Illinois and Indiana for about a month, picking up the packages the drivers dropped off. Police raiding a home in East Chicago, finding lots of loot, even notes from grandmas wishing loved ones a Merry Christmas. People missing packages can contact the Lake County, Indiana Sheriff's Office. Like Miss USA, she too wants a second chance. Katie Reese, who lost her crown as Miss Nevada USA because of some racy photographs, appealing to pageant owner Donald Trump at a news conference today.
Over the past few days, I have seen and heard numerous reports on the news, and I feel the need to address the public with the facts. Simply put, these images were from an isolated incident during my teenage years, long before my consideration to compete in the Miss USA program.
Reese replaced by the first runner-up. You may not know his name, but you've probably heard his songs. Dennis Lindy has died.
Burn in Love, one of Dennis Lindy's most endearing songs, written for Elvis Presley in 1972, writing a string of hits for country music artists from Garth Brooks to the Dixie Chicks. Generating controversy with Goodbye Earl, Lindy died of a rare lung disease in Nashville. He'll get a New Orleans-style send-off after the new year. Dennis Lindy, the songwriter, gone at the age of 63. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Wasn't looking for this, but U2 frontman Bono is about to be knighted. The Irish rocker to receive the honor in a Dublin ceremony early next year. You can't call him Sir Bono because he's not a British national or a citizen of one of the Commonwealth nations. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville. I'm Dave Michaels with your weather forecast for today, Saturday, December 23rd, 2006. Today will be mostly sunny with patchy fog, highs in the upper 50s with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with patchy fog throughout the night, lows in the upper 30s to mid 40s, and northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming northeast after midnight. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for today, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots with wind waves 2 feet or less and a northwest swell 6 to 12 feet at 12 seconds. There is also a small craft advisory for hazardous seas which will remain in effect throughout this afternoon, so please be aware of that. It is 6 minutes after 12 and time for perspectives right here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, AM 1340 KOMY Watsonville.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be your co-host today. Joining me in the studio to host the show is Richard Arnold and our very special guest, Charlotte Izerbet, former senior policy advisor for the U.S. Department of Education, American Red Cross, Guam and Japan, U.S. Foreign Service, Belgium and Republic of South Africa. Charlotte, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit of echo.
We are, yep.
And I hope that you're on a landline.
I am on a landline, yes.
Okay, we're going to check our equipment here, but Richard Arnold has a few things he wants to present to us, and I know I'm going to remind everyone to sharpen their pencils. We got a couple of great websites to put out.